Good morning on a Tuesday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartung, joining us. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. I remember we were in Galway at one St. Patrick's Day, and we were told that the American Irish like to party more than the Galway Irish. Believe me, that isn't true.
Eyewitness accounts.
It was some night, I'll tell you. Yeah. There was a lot of celebration going on.
Well, no matter how you celebrate, be careful out there today and tonight. We turn to the international news this morning, Alan, as the rhetoric is heating up in Israel. And we see that as Israelis go to the polls today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says no to statehood for Palestinians.
Well, you would have had to be really incapacitated not to know that that was his true position all the time. Because basically what he was always saying was, you can't trust Palestinians, you can't trust Iranians, therefore any deal is basically a bad deal. Now, we saw that. We saw him saying it, but he was on record as being somebody who could accommodate a two-state solution. But his actions belied his words. And from where I was sitting, he just never wanted it. And, you know, the statements that came in the form of new settlements and everything else said, we're going to do everything to thwart this thing that's possible. Now, I understand his position because certainly there are many people who are hawks among the Palestinian population, and war is one of their things. And they say the only thing that will suffice is pushing Israel into the sea, and you have to really protect Israel in that situation. On the other hand, the search for peace is so important that one wonders whether or not the Herzog team, the new coalition, would be more amenable to doing this and then enforcing the rules once they come up with some kind of a solution. My hope is that if they do win, that they'll do that, because this situation is intolerable.
After days of being absent from public, President Vladimir Putin of Russia reappeared in public on Monday after a curious absence of more than a week, commenting Riley Allen that things, quote, would be boring without gossip.
Look, the guy's a dictator, I think, at this stage of the game. Anybody who thinks anything else is just wrong. And when dictators have tremendous power, people tremble. And there's that wonderful story that Khrushchev tells that they were brought into a room, Stalin was dying, but then all of a sudden one of his toes just moved, and everybody was scared to death because they thought maybe he was going to live and then there was going to be trouble. So now you see it again. On the other hand, I think if our president were to disappear from the scene, there would be many people in journalism who would be speculating about that also. Where Putin was, we don't know. But clearly it was something personal.
Staking out a broad vision of ethics reform amid a swirl of other proposals in the capital of Albany, New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman called for elimination of outside jobs for state legislators and the end of a widely criticized system of per diem payments. He now steps into the ethics fray.
Yes, and yesterday, at least one journalist suggested that Schneiderman was preparing to run against Cuomo the next time out in a primary. And Schneiderman, of course, is doing the right thing. I mean, look, who do these legislators think that they're kidding when they tell us that they're coming out with ethics reforms for agencies of government? Come on, guys. We know you want to continue to have both legal bribery, because that is what it is. We need to know what you're making. We want to know who's giving it to you. We want to know what business they have before the state. And Schneiderman is saying the only way to stop that is to let them have no jobs on the outside and give them a little bit more money. As far as I'm concerned, that sounds like a reasonable plan.